Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Last week, the Oireachtas Budgetary Oversight Committee recommended that the government examine the introduction of a congestion charge to help pay for the cost of climate change. Now, in 2003, you may remember, London introduced a £5 levy for driving into a relatively small area of central London between 7am and 6:30 on weekdays, with exemptions for taxis and emergency vehicles, of course, and people living inside the zone. So if you live in the city, of course, you don't have to pay it. But the same thing has been suggested as well here in Ireland. Now, there's no doubt in normal times, forget about COVID for a minute, that city traffic in Dublin and Galway in particular is quite ridiculous. Cork and Limerick have their own set of problems as well and are quite heavily congested at times too. But if we don't have a decent and reliable public transport system, it's very difficult to justify charging people for using their car. But let's just say we did have a decent or reasonable public transport system. Would you abandon the use of your car for going into the city if there was a charge for doing it? Now, I suppose when you take Dublin into consideration, it would be from, if you're talking about the city, it would be from the canals. That would be the city. That's how we always define the city. So when you get to the point of Dorset Street or the canals or coming into Rathmines, for example, and you're coming across the canals, then at those points, there would be cameras similar to London. There would be a camera that would take a picture of your reg plate, similar to the M50, and they would charge you £5 for visiting the city. Now, again, you could register if you lived in the city, that's fine. Now, not working, living in the city, then you would be exempt from those charges because you have to get home, obviously. You can't be charged £5 just to go home every day. But the same would apply for busy cities like Limerick, Cork, Galway as well. Would you agree with it? And not only would you agree with it, do you think a congestion charge would stop you from using your car? Or would it make no difference and you just take it on the chin and you pay the money? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, again, this is not being implemented tomorrow or the next day. I think before anything like this happens, they would have to improve public transport. But in theory and in principle, do you agree with the idea of a congestion charge to stop people bringing cars into the city? The number is 087-188-0008. Would you be happy to leave your car at home if it meant it was going to cost you a fiver to bring it in so you jump on the bus instead? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you think charging a congestion charge into the city, because let's be clear about it, there are a lot of people who come into the city in their cars who don't need to come in their cars. I'm one of them. And yeah, I'll put my hand up, but I like my car. I could easily, if I was coming from Swords to Dublin, for example, when I was living in Swords, if I came from Swords to Dublin City, to here, to the O2, I can easily grab the Swords Express. I think it's about £4 or something. I have no clue what it is. But anyway, I think I did it once because my car wasn't getting serviced. But I don't. I choose to drive in. Now, mind you, I'm not going into the thick of the traffic or anything like that. I'm only coming to the Three Arena here. That's where we're based. So the point is, I choose to do it because there's no charge. If I was charged a fiver to come in, would I still choose to do it? Probably yes, because I like driving my own car. I like my own space. I get a lot of business done when I'm in the car. I'll make phone calls to people that I need to make phone calls to when I'm in the car. I do all those sorts of things when I'm in the car. It's like my office. So yes, I will still drive my car, but I shouldn't. Because, you know, according to people, I'm damaging I'm increasing the CO2 levels of the world by doing things like that. It's a nice big diesel car, although I believe it's quite efficient. Anyway, but do you think a €5 charge in general would make other people do it? And I'm not, by the way, going to do the say as I do as I say. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm only telling you the government are asking you to do it. They're asking you to leave your car at home. That's not working too well because people are not leaving the cars at home. So the suggestion, like in London, is let's charge a congestion charge of €5 to encourage people to leave their cars at home. So do you think people will be encouraged to leave their cars at home if we charge them €5? The other problem is, of course, is that the cost of diesel and petrol has substantially gone up. I don't know whether I'm the only one who's noticed this or not, but I don't hear other people talking about it. I was charged £1.44 a litre yesterday. Maybe I made a big mistake. Send me a text, by the way, particularly if you live in Dublin, and let me know where the cheapest diesel and petrol is, because £1.44 a litre seemed to me like a bit of a rip-off. But maybe I just haven't noticed over the last 3 or 4 weeks that it has gone up substantially. Paul, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Hi, Niall. Very well, thanks. And yourself?
Good. Paul, by the way, just on a different note, do you drive yourself? You do?
I do, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it only me? I haven't noticed it, but why has the diesel or petrol gone up so much in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
I'm not too sure why. I think it's something to do with the Middle East.
Is it everywhere, or is it just the garage I happen to visit?
No, most of the garages are upward around 150 and upwards.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I was filling my car for 70, 73 there this time about 6 months ago. Now it costs me 97 to fill it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's something to do with the Middle East, with the petrol prices, they're charging per barrel, I think.
Yeah. One stage last year, they were actually paying people to take the oil because they couldn't get
exactly.
rid of it. Yeah. And it went right down to about 120 or something at one stage last year.
It was great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Paul, getting back to charging money for driving, €5 congestion charge, would it make a difference?
I don't think it would make a difference. As you said yourself, we have a terrible transport system. I never use the buses, never use any sort of public transport if I can help it. I always drive my own car. I mean, they're pushing people to get sort of more eco-friendly cars like electric or hybrid, and spending a lot of money on those. And then the charges, then a congestion charge as well. It's taken their Michael.
The electric cars are just not going to work out till they reduce the prices of them. They're just too expensive at the moment for most
people. Absolutely.
So that's not a thing at the moment. Well, not for about another 5 or 6 years, and we can start having a bigger conversation about that. But mind you, they are wonderful. I had a lot of them for a weekend, and I have to say I really enjoyed driving it, apart from the whole thing of charging it up again.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But the hybrids might be, they're quite popular at the moment. But in saying that, you don't believe unless we get a decent transport system. Now, I suppose if you live on a Lewis line, you're kind of made, aren't you? You're elected. But if you don't live on a Lewis line, you're doomed.
Exactly. And that's if people want to use it. Like yourself, I like driving. Well, I don't like driving in around the city centre because it's especially get caught in traffic jams. But I do like the freedom of having my own car, especially maybe lashing rain, waiting at a bus stop or something for the buses that never turn up.
I think
it's a bit rich, you know, even suggesting congestion charge in a country that's so small and a city that's so small. I mean, London is vast.
I mean, and they have a wonderful public transport system.
They do. They have everything that they need over there, but we don't have that here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think we're probably one of the only capital cities without a decent transport system. In Paris, you got the metro as well, and most capital cities have a decent system. We don't. I mean, don't get me wrong, Lewis is great, and I know metro is supposed to be on the way soon for, you know, anybody living out in the Swords direction coming into Dublin as well, although they've also got the Swords Express, a couple of other things there. I could probably use that. You know, well, not now, I'm not living in Swords now, but I could have used it when I was living in Swords. And in saying that, it would have been much better for the environment, but I, like you, like to sit in my car.
Exactly, absolutely. I mean, in the situation where my mother lives in the Ballymun area, and where she lives, they actually, with these new buses that they put on from Dublin, they have a number of, Dublin bus, but then they put on these other kind of buses, and they took her bus off the route that she would normally get them off, so she used to walk nearly down to the shopping centre, which is, you know, at my mum's age, like, it's not a...
No, it's a mean task, yeah.
Walk a good distance to get down there. And if you get caught in the shower, that's it. You're soaked to the skin type of thing.
Yeah.
And so they don't think properly in this country. But for whatever reason at all, we can never seem to get it right.
We do have a big problem with congestion. And I know many of the cities around the country have a big problem. And I know Ireland's going to come on a second and give out about congestion at Galway beaches. And I do get it. You know, there's too many cars on the road. I mean, we have a population of 5 million. There's 2.2 million cars now on the road in this country or something like that.
But that's only because people need to be able to drive. I mean, if you live in the rural areas in the country, you need a car to get around.
Absolutely.
You have to have a car to get around.
Yeah.
And the biggest congestion, I was actually shocked a few weeks ago when I was going to collect my sister in Houston Station, and I could not believe the congestion on the quays. And that's because they took the quays down from 2 or 3 lanes down to 1 lane.
Plus one lane.
They destroyed it. They absolutely destroyed the quay.
Yeah, I've driven, you know, as I say, from Houston Station down here to the Three Arena down the quays, and it's actually I get anxious doing it because I don't know what lane I'm meant to be in. The lane tends to move because it moves in and out.
It does.
It's just a mess. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Irene as well. Irene, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Irene?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Irene, do you believe a congestion charge or to charge drivers, you know, a fiver coming in past the canals into every city? Well, you know, I don't know, without canals, obviously, in Cork and Galway, but certainly to get into the city. Would it make a difference and stop people driving into the city?
I think it would, yeah. But the problem is there are certain infrastructural needs that aren't met on certain sides of the city. For instance, here in Galway.
It's a mess.
Yeah, well, in the east side, yeah, it is. The traffic is disastrous. But on the east side of the city, the beaches are contaminated regularly. I got sick there myself 30 years ago. So never would I go into Ballylochon or Dead Man's Beach. So I'd have to get two buses to get out to Fort Hill or pay a congestion charge. So it's a tad unfair to people on the east side or in certain parts of the city where they have no access to infrastructure unless they go by bus or pay a congestion charge. I know you can say that about many different infrastructural needs, but
A lot of what happened in Galway, by the way, was the one-way system. The one-way system, because I've obviously been there many times, and the one-way system is a complete disaster.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be building a ring road, but people keep objecting to it, and 20 years in the making now.
I heard all about the objections as well. Yeah. Eventually it'll get done at some point. They'll come up with a reroute or something like that, and it will get done eventually. But that may alleviate some of the traffic, but it's not going to alleviate all of it.
No, I think it would help. Like, it's a ring road, so people can alight at certain parts of the city, you know? It's not just bypassing the whole city. No, there are pros and cons to it, of course there are.
Yeah.
Ideally, a light rail system would be brilliant. But as for the congestion charges, it's just a tad unfair that they haven't sorted out contamination in the east side of Galway Bay.
And what is the contamination, and how were you very sick, by the way?
Oh, hepatitis. 30 years ago, I cut my foot down Ballylochon Beach and got hepatitis, and I was 2 weeks in hospital.
Oh, no.
But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a lot of cases of different viruses that people get, that they could get them from rivers and seas, rivers and bays and so on, like.
Absolutely. I wouldn't disagree with you. There's a lot of pollution around, maybe, that's kind of quite invisible sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't disagree with you at all. And you're right. I mean, if you believe and obviously you've evidenced the fact that it's a cleaner beach and you want to get to it, you shouldn't be charged that much money to get to it.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. And let us know. Do you believe a congestion charge would make a difference anywhere in Dublin, Limerick, Galway, Cork? Will it make a difference? The number's 087-188-0008. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
How's things, Noel? You all right?
Good. Well, yeah, I was talking about getting old, John. Maybe that's what I was kind of focusing on today.
You don't sound old. You sound a lot younger than what you are, you know?
Oh, do you think so?
Well, you know.
Oh, that's all right. So I'll take that as a compliment, by the way.
Yeah.
So, John, you're on holidays here from London at the moment.
That's right.
And have you paid a congestion charge?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, it came into London many years ago. But see,
2003, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And, I mean, I totally understand you've got to find the balance between, obviously, nobody wants to be breathing in horrible, you know, stinking diesel fumes and that. But at the same time, what's happened, Niall, is in the beginning, they say things like, do you remember them little smart cars? Do you remember them very tiny little cars that people were driving in the beginning?
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, they were free. And then once after a few years, when X amount of people bought them, then they started charging them.
Okay, so the exemptions they originally had started slowly drifting away. Yeah,
exactly. And now what's happened now, Niall, I mean, you may not be aware, but on, I think it's the 25th of October, which is only a few months away now, the Mayor of London has extended the zone from that little square mile where it was very small right down to the North and South Circuit, which is about probably 20 or 30, maybe 50 times the size originally.
Oh, right, okay. And this is all done by cameras, by the way, isn't it, of course?
Yeah. There's thousands of cameras in London now. If you go into the zone, automatically they have your number plate and you get billed. If you don't pay, say, it's a bit like the M50 toll. If you don't pay before a certain
24 hours, it doubles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get a fine through the post, and then, of course, it can escalate onto, you know.
Oh, I know. I've heard of people not paying the M50 toll and ending up with a bill of 800 quid within a year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd well believe. But see, what's happening, I say about 6, 7, 8 months ago, Niall, they were offering incentives. If you handed over your older car or van, you got £7,000.
Right, okay.
It was like a scheme. But now they've stopped that about 5, 6 months ago because they said they've run out of money. So what's happening now is people like myself, I mean, I work as a carpenter, and I've got a van, a diesel van, that's never let me down, it's perfect. But I now have only got about 8, 9, 10 weeks to get rid of my van. How am I going to come up with the best part of 20 grand in a pandemic, obviously, to try and buy a new van?
Yeah, well, they did that a while ago here too, they call it a scrappage scheme.
Exactly.
If you got rid of your old car, you know, they gave you a fair whack of money at the time to buy a new one. Yeah. And I know they're, by the way, they're doing it with taxi drivers at the moment. They're offering them 20 grand to buy an electric car, a grant. Which would be nice.
But I mean, my main point is, in the beginning, it all sounds fine. It's only a fiver and, you know, and there was the exemption.
Well, it's a fiver. I mean, if you're working and it's in and out every day, that's a tenner a day.
Exactly, yeah. But see, now in London, I think it's, I mean, I can't remember offhand because I haven't gone through the zone because I get the tube to work a lot of the times. But what happens, Niall, is it's gone up now, I don't know, it's 11.50 or 13.50 a day. And then there's another charge as well as a congestion charge. So at the end of the day, I think it's about 25 heading on to 30 quid now, Niall, if you drive into the zone at certain times.
And then you've got to park when you get in there too.
And that's a nightmare because...
and pay for that as well.
Yeah, well, you're only allowed 4 hours on a lot of the parking meters. So if you grave your 4 hours, you come back and you'll have a ticket. Even if you were willing to pay for the next 4 hours.
You might as well just come into, your car at this stage, to be honest.
Well, I mean,
here's the thing, right? The argument is, John, that in London, at least you have a choice of a good public transport system. I mean, well, it's a reasonably good public transport system. You've got the underground there, you've got buses, you've got trains, you've got everything going on there.
Yeah,
okay?
What
have we got here? Unless you're living on the route of the Lewis, you're doomed.
Of course. But see, the only other problem you have as well now, like, don't get me wrong, you're totally right, the London public transport system is fine. But once it gets dark, you get onto a tube or a bus, especially night buses when people have had a few drinks or, you know, there's a few. You know, the trouble is, I know plenty of people, you know, you can be in big trouble. I mean, you could be on a bus walking home and, you know, something could happen to you, know, like in any big city in the world. But the problem is...
You take a risk.
You can't, exactly. But if you've got to go into the city and come out, you'd feel safer in your car. But then, of course, you don't want to be paying a 20, 25 quid congestion charge.
Mm. You would be more familiar with London traffic than I would.
Yeah.
Did the congestion charge make a difference, the amount of time you were actually sitting in traffic?
Well, do you know something? In the beginning, it did, Niall. But, of course, as time goes on, it kind of reverts back to the way it was before the charge.
People just get used to paying for it.
Exactly. Well, people just get used to paying for it.
So then it just becomes a cash cow.
Yeah, and then what happens is then, say like a lot of builders, say now, for instance, you've got to work in Victoria or you've got to work in the middle of the city. All they'll do is just whack the charge of their price. Say they charge someone 3,000, they'll just say, oh, 3,500 because I've got to go in and out of the congestion charge. And they just pay it.
Right, okay. So people were charging the extra, the builders and everybody else involved were charging. And even restaurants and bars and everybody else was charging extra.
Exactly. So really, the problem, it gets solved for a while. But if I'm totally honest with you now, I think eventually it kind of filters down where it goes back to the way it was.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, but stay there for a second because I want to go to Brian as well. Brian, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. There you go, Brian. I mean, there you go. From the horse's mouth. John was living in London.
Great, be honest with you.
And it didn't work. What do you think?
For someone who's born and bred in Dublin, Dublin City, I don't have a car. I never wanted a car ever. I've had a motorcycle. I've stopped doing that as well. It's like on you can get everywhere you want in Dublin for not much cost.
Okay, so well done to you. You live in the city, and you, by the way, you would be exempt from a charge anyway, even if there was a charge, once you live there and have an address within the city.
I would be exempt, but by choice of, I know they're all the public transport. I have my Leap card. I can do anything else. And before, and it says, you know, my Leap card I pay for myself. It's not a Leap given card by the government.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing from you is it doesn't affect me, so I'll be grand. So feck everybody else. Well, that's not really the attitude, Brian, is it? Then?
You're right.
What about somebody who... Let me give you an example. What about somebody who lives in Blanchardstown and maybe wants to come into Dublin? Or somebody who lives in Malahide and needs to go to Blanchardstown? So they have to come through the city if they're getting public transport. It'll take them nearly 2 hours to get two buses to get from one side of the city to the other. It's easier to use a car.
There's a time constraint on it, but it does take extra time, but you still can get there fairly cheaply.
But people have a quality of life as well.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, it's all well and good for you to say you don't want traffic in the city because you live in the city and don't have a car. That's
I don't,
nice.
I don't live in the city. I live out in Tala. And my parents live out in Tony, which takes me an hour to get across the city to see them.
So you avoid going to the city, obviously, unless you're using your Leap card.
Well, no. I go straight. I'm on the 27 bus route, which goes straight through the middle of the city.
Right.
That's
how
I actually travel. But... I still think it's an amazing place to be. It's like, what else? Like, what's the better option?
Well, I don't know what the better option is, but you've heard John say that living in London, and when they brought this charge into London, it made no difference. The only difference it made was the government made money.
The bringing the charge in is ridiculous. The thing which you should do in Dublin is just a case of make better services into the city. They're talking
Absolutely. I mean, if we had a really good public transport system, you wouldn't even have to charge the fiver. I think people might, some people would use it.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Completely.
Yeah, you're using it, so that's what I'm saying. But you don't have a car.
No,
so you obviously don't enjoy driving. That's fine.
No, I'm a motorcyclist.
I was a motorcyclist myself a long time ago, and it's a kind of dangerous hobby nowadays. But anyway, in saying that, you don't have a car. But what about people who have cars? Do they not have a right to drive the car?
No, they do, of course they do.
Yeah, well, if I want to drive in rather than getting a bus.
No. My fiance loves to drive a car. She has to drive a car from Kilimana down to Prosperous every day for work.
Right, okay. Why wouldn't she get a bus, like?
Well, because it's not available, and that's the only reason.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that exactly what I was saying to you?
Yes, it is. It is.
But yeah. Well, hang on for a second, because I want to go to Connor as well.
City. We were talking about city.
I know. Yeah, no. I'm just saying. Well, some people don't have a transport system or bus to get to the city. That's the point I was making. Like your girlfriend, who doesn't have the transport to get to whatever it is she's going.
Well, no. Well, I thought this whole conversation would be like.
No, but you're misunderstanding me. I'm using like with like. You said your girlfriend uses her car because where she's going, there isn't a transport system available
exactly,
to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So there are people who live outside the city who need to get to the city who don't have a transport system available to them.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so they use the cars.
Yes.
So should they be charged a fiver to do so?
No, but they should. They're possibly use the park and ride place for free, and then park and then ride the train system in.
To be between yourself and yourself, if they want to do that, that's perfectly fine. But I'll be honest with you: if it was me, I wouldn't be doing it, particularly in the middle of winter. I'm not standing out. I'm not getting out of my car in a park and ride system waiting for a train or a bus.
I agree, but yeah. I'm just saying it is a possibility.
All right, okay. Well, stay there. Let me go to Connor as well. Connor, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Connor?
How are you getting on, Al? How are you?
I was very interested in what John had to say because he obviously had first-hand experience of this from 2003 in London, and basically it made little or no difference whatsoever.
Exactly, and to be honest with you, I don't really see it feasible over here. If you take into the likes of, I'm a mechanic, I work pretty much in the city centre.
Okay.
So obviously I'd need my car every day or my van to bring in tools. You're looking at the likes of a lot of pubs in Dublin undergoing work at the moment, so they'll obviously need contractors to drive there. Vans in every day to bring in tools. I don't really see how a congestion charge would work with us because we're being penalised on tolls already. Or if you drive a commercial vehicle, your tolls are about twice the money that a private car would be.
Well, I'm assuming, by the way, it's tax deductible in some way. It would have to be if you're self-employed.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I know it's not tax deductible to get to work, but if it's for the purposes of your work, it's tax deductible.
No, but for the likes of a mechanic that works for another company.
Drive your
vehicle in and out of town.
Oh, that'd be a disaster. Yeah, disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. I can see that for people who work in the city, it's going to be a problem.
And then for the likes as well, our road tax system was updated in 2008. I know I'm going slightly off topic here, but our road tax system was updated in 2008.
Yep.
So the tax was now based on the emissions of your vehicle.
Yeah, not the CC.
Yeah, exactly. So you would think then that electric cars with no emissions will be free. But the government are losing out on that. So the tax for an electric car is the basic charge, is €150.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is another
way of making money and getting money back.
Money making, exactly.
Wow.
The government, but they're losing out now. They realise the push for electric cars isn't as profitable as I thought it would be.
No, so probably not. Although I do believe, you know, the kind of free electricity and the grants and all this kind of stuff, the push for electric cars, that's not going to be around for long anyway. Because, when we get to about 5 or 6 years, by the way, I'm concerned about your job as a mechanic, by the way. When electric cars become a thing, you know, I mean, then they're going to start charging. They'll figure out a way to charge for electric cars. Are you, by the way, just before I go to my next caller, are you concerned, Connor, very briefly, about electric cars putting you out of work?
Oh, no. Like, I mean, it's still, they're not as mechanical, but they're still mechanical, so I can still see them being around. And to be honest with you, as you said about the push for electric...
Well, they don't have engines.
...years ago. No, but the likes of all the other bits, like the brakes and your suspension, that's still technically mechanical work, so...
Well, this guy from Tesla, when I had a load of the Tesla, told me it didn't have to be serviced.
Yeah, well...
We'll wait and see.
That's kind of their thing. But just as you were saying with the push for electric cars, about 10 or 15 years ago, there was a push for everyone to buy a diesel car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these things kind of come in
waves. By the way, can I point out, by the Green Party? The Green Party that pushed us all into the diesel cars. Now they're telling us to get rid of them. Listen, I'm running out of time. Thank you for that, Colin. Let me just go very quickly to Anthony, who's a regular caller to the show, a regular listener to the show. Anthony Pickford. Everybody loves him.
Mad as a brush. I'm outside Dunton to Jetland and it's raining and outdoor dining. I just lucky I had my McFlurry, my Twix McFlurry.
Oh, I love a good McFlurry, Anthony.
Oh, Twix one, Niall.
Oh, no, not the Twix. No, the Dairy Milk one or the crunchy one is lovely as well.
Oh, you have to have a Twix. You know, the two fingers.
I know the two fingers. So, Anthony, very quickly, because I've only got 2 minutes here. So what's happening, Anthony? Have you been selected for something important?
Myself and Breda Ryan, my cousin, we're going for an interview tonight in our apartment for Gogglebox Ireland. And if they're listening, I would say we'd be up for a laugh. We will rock Limerick. We'll put Limerick on the map. Myself and Breda Ryan, we're very vibrant, funny people.
Well, I can tell you, if they are listening, I'd watch it if you were on it, Anthony, because you're a hell. You're mad as a brush.
Put your head for me now, Niall, and the couch of Breda. Breda makes it tea now. Come on. I hope if they're listening today, I really do. Look, I said, if it's meant for us, we get it. And if not, I said, look, sir, we're funny people and we love. And even getting on your show means a lot, Niall.
Oh, no, it means a lot to me too, Anthony, because you always put a smile on my face. How's your pigeons?
Oh, the pigeons are grand now. They're in good old farm and might bring one of them on Gogglebox if they can come on and be lovely.
Yeah, I could just imagine the scene of you sitting on the sofa with the pigeons flying around the room while you're watching the telly. Listen, Anthony, good luck in the interview with Gogglebox tonight. I hope they see sense and give you a job.
Hopefully.
And let us know. Come back on and let us know, won't you?
We will, of course, sir. It's not sure Niall can come on and have the fun with you. And thanks very much. And I look forward to the classic kids' parties in the Voodoo Rooms.
In the near future, I hope, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony Pickford. There you go. He's going for an interview tonight. And you might be seeing him on your television screens very soon if he's selected for Gogglebox. I have to say, if the makers of Gogglebox are listening, you could do worse. Anthony is a very funny individual, I have to say. He is a very funny individual. I think he will certainly pull in the listeners and pull in the ratings for sometimes the wrong reasons, but sometimes the right reasons as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.